Next, we'll play an audio quiz about famous people who sing, but maybe shouldn't. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Matt, so as someone who works for Major League Baseball, do you ever get great tickets to, like, a World Series?
You know, I should have. It's sad that my team made it to the World Series right before I came on to Major League Baseball, and my team's the San Francisco Giants.
Oh. Yeah. But no other World Series would do for you, or...?
No, I got to see the Mets when they played the Giants, which was rather exciting, in the wild card game, yeah. Which we won, which was great.
Yeah.
It's sad to say that to this New York audience, but yeah, it was really excellent. And so every now and again, when the Mets or the Yankees make it, we get to go, which is pretty great.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Hudson, when you were 23, you traveled across the U.S. by Greyhound bus for 6 weeks. Was this by choice?
Kind of.
I
bought a one-way plane ticket to San Francisco and decided I didn't want to live there and just went back the long way for 6 weeks.
Yeah, okay. So would you say the other passengers on the Greyhound bus were also running away from things?
Probably. There were a lot of interesting characters, so yeah.
Were there really?
Yeah.
Did you become friends with any of them?
No.
Okay, this is an audio quiz called Don't Quit Your Day Job. We're going to play clips of famous people singing. The twist is these people are not famous for singing. But when you're a celebrity, the whole world is your personal karaoke lounge, isn't it? All you have to do is identify the singer, okay? Matt, you won the last game, so win this, and you go straight to the final round. Hudson, you need to win this, or you'll receive a free night in a karaoke room. But the microphone has no reverb. All right, here we go. Who's this actor and Illinois native leading Wrigley Field in this rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the 2016 World Series?
A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Matt.
That's Bill Murray.
Oh, you're so excited.
Watch that game.
Yeah.
Couldn't get tickets, though. It was really hard to get tickets to that game.
And was this a stunt that anyone knew about beforehand?
Well, they didn't tell me how it worked.
Yeah, I think he sounded pretty good. All right, guess who sang this 1984 song called Treat Your Mother Right?
Mother, there is no other like mother. So treat her right.
Puzzle Guru Archung, I think they might need a hint.
I think so. How about I pity the fool who doesn't get this clue?
Hudson?
Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T. That was part of a motivational video called Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool. Which was aimed at children and addressed issues such as peer pressure, self-confidence, and friendship. Dig the vocal stylings of this 2016 presidential candidate singing a song called American Dream.
Hey, American Dream, going up in smoke. Thomas Jefferson, your promises are broke.
Hudson, you knew this from the second it started.
I did. Jill Stein.
Jill Stein is correct. Yeah. Putting the fringe in fringe candidate, Jill Stein, was in a band called Somebody's Sister. They're still searching. which released a couple of albums in the 1990s. All right, we've got a few more. Check out the pipes on this former U.S. Senator and Attorney General.
Let the eagle soar like she's never soared before.
Matt.
That's John Ashcroft?
That is John Ashcroft, yeah. Yeah, I know, I'm impressed. Even the eagle's trying to distance himself from that song. And finally, remember this guy?
So in love.
Hudson.
Barack Obama.
Yeah. That is correct. Does anyone else feel like that happened 157 years ago? All right, Puzzlegur, Archung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Hudson. You've tied it up, so we're going to a quick game three. All right, Hudson and Matt, I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth, naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. I'm looking for the 8 countries that won the most gold medals at the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. Hudson, you're first.
China.
China was number 3 with 26 medals. Matt.
United States.
United States, number 1, 46 medals. Hudson.
Russia.
Russia, number 4. Matt.
Brazil?
No, I'm sorry, Brazil only had 7. The other answers were France, Germany, Japan, South Korea, and Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Matt, we're sorry to see you go. Hudson, you're headed to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Hudson in our final round at the end of the show, and I'll quiz the band Tank of the Bangas about their love of Disney films, and find out if winning the Tiny Desk Contest opened them up to a whole new world. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.